Now an update on a story closer to home. Duke University is trying to change its campus culture after the infamous lacrosse team party last year that led to criminal charges against three players. The students were charged with sexual assault. University officials say even if they're not convicted, the wild party they attended with alcohol and exotic dancers reflected poorly on the school. A recent report calling for a change in the social environment is drawing mixed reviews on campus. NPR's Adam Hochberg reports.
Even before the lacrosse team put Duke in the national spotlight, the school had something of a reputation for an untamed party scene. There's a cliche on campus that Duke students work hard and play hard. Check out this video for a website called The U, which posts unofficial tours of popular colleges around the country.
Top students choose Duke over the Ivies because here, you get more than just the standard world's greatest education.
You also get Southern culture, a great party scene, and championship basketball.
There's tons of partying, tons of cute girls. There's unlimited opportunities.
In reality, it's debatable whether Duke's parties are wilder than those at other colleges, and it's clear that not all students attend them. Still, the reputation worries campus leaders, especially after the lacrosse party, where students drank, hired strippers, and, according to Duke officials, used racial slurs. A report by a committee of faculty, students, and alumni criticized parts of Duke's culture and raised concerns about racial and gender attitudes on campus. University Vice Provost Bob Thompson says the committee found Duke's work hard, play hard mantra has become alarmingly pervasive.
And it's not clearly communicated that other ways of being are affirmed and valued and possible on this campus, and you can still have a good time.
While the report praises Duke's academic achievements, it takes aim at some sacred parts of campus life. It calls for tougher academic standards for athletes and a campus-wide effort to discourage excessive partying and alcohol use. It says Duke should require a class in racial, ethnic, and gender differences. And it criticizes the unusual housing system, where members of fraternities and other preferred groups get the best dorm rooms. Student Daniel Bowes, who worked on the report, says those so-called select living groups tend to divide the university by race and class.
You have these fraternities that are the center of the social scene at Duke, and they're predominantly white and wealthy. And so that puts all other bosses of the student body at a disadvantage.
The committee released its report last month, and so far it's drawing a mixed response. On a campus that's grown weary of what's referred to here as the lacrosse incident, many people are skeptical about the proposed changes. Student government president Elliot Wolf was part of the committee, but worries the report paints an incomplete picture of the university.
Duke students are a very intense group, and we do dedicate ourselves to our extracurricular time, but it's not always dominated by alcohol and race and whatnot and these different issues on campus.
Other students say tampering with Duke's campus culture would eliminate the things that attracted them here, like the housing hierarchy that some say helps them develop friendships, or the sports success that contributes to school spirit. Jennifer Way is a freshman from Miami.
A major draw of Duke is the fact that we have an athletic prowess, which separates us from Harvard, Princeton, Yale, which I know are schools that the administration tends to compare Duke to. And I think we need to keep the things that make us unique.
The future of the committee's recommendations is unclear. Duke President Richard Broadhead has said only that he hopes the report will launch a conversation. In the meantime, the school is moving toward toughening its student conduct standard, and Broadhead says he's committed to expanding social options on campus. He told the faculty that many students crave a social life that, in his words, isn't modeled on John Belushi. Adam Hochberg, NPR News.